Despite the heat, a group of about 10 protesters and activists came prepared with food and water to Columbia City Hall to spread the word about class inequalities and corrupt government. David Dollins is a retired janitor who calls himself a career activist who has been protesting the lack of jobs and wealth disparities.
If they don't have no jobs, they don't have no nothing. It's got to change. You got 10% in America that's getting all the money.
Protester Stephen Gilmore wore the V for Vendetta mask while protesting. He came not only to protest, but also to network.
This is a way to get out of the bubble, right? This is a way to like get out here, and for me, it's a way to get out here and meet other people and see what other people are thinking around her locally. But for Occupy in general, I mean, what it's caused the most of is just educating people on the income inequality of America.
Some of the activists, like Paul Searles, have been protesting for social reform for over 10 years, and Occupy has become one of his biggest priorities.
We want there to be limits on how much First Amendment power money can buy. Because we got the best politicians money can buy, and that's very good if you're rich and very bad if you're poor.
Other planned events include a handful of speakers on Friday night, as well as a march to Peace Park on Saturday morning. Robert Abel, KBIA News.